My wife passed away and left me with two children, but I just found out through DNA that they are not my children. I am 36 years old. Please advise me what y'all think he should do.
Welcome to the live, family. Welcome to the live. Guys, we're not going to mess around, man. I'm going to jump right into this thing. What would I do in a situation like this? I'm going to tell you right now. Their ass is getting dropped off at the state. I don't care if, you know, we've been together for 6, 7, 8 years. They 8 years, 9, 10, 11 years old. They're getting their ass dropped off at the state. As simple as that. Now, you can call me what you want. You can say what you want. But I'm not finna be raising no children that was made out of infidelity. And I know I hear a lot of guys and a lot of women ask me the question about what if you bonded with these kids? What if you spend time with these kids? Well, just like I spend time and just like I bonded, I can unbond with their asses. Simple as that. Because I'm not finna be raised. It's going to be unfair to the kids anyway. It's going to be very unfair, especially to a man that's of age that he can have kids of his own. What happened when the new kids get here? How are you going to treat the kids that was every day you look at the kids, they walking around the house, they doing things. You know, they starting to grow up and their facial features and things are starting to come in. They don't look like you. They don't act like you. Guess what? You're going to start to feel some kind of way. And it's likely that you're going to mistreat the kids because you're going to feel like you was done in. You're going to feel like a sucker. That's just how it is. And a lot of you guys will come at me as, hey, man. You know, real men step up to the plate. It's honorable to take on the kids because the kids ain't done nothing. And that's true. The kids haven't done anything. They just was born into this world. They didn't choose the way they got here. No, they didn't. They was built a bad hand. But I'm not going to be the one that's raising. It's as simple as that. Some of you guys will attach your feelings to anything. Y'all walk through life looking to attach your emotions to every little thing. You attach it to a friend. You attach it to your boss man. You attach it to a classmate. You attach it to a woman. You attach your feelings to everything. And most of the time, you get very disappointed. And then once you get disappointed, you want to hate the world. See, that's why you get a lot of these guys that hate women. You know, you get a lot of these guys that hate women. Why? Because every time they meet a woman that they really like, they go diving head over heels, falling in love with them and attaching their feelings to them. And when shit don't work out, there you go running. Then you want us to have sympathy for you. And I build my channel. I build everything I do around helping men and trying to help keep you out of certain situations. Some of y'all I can't help because a lot of y'all, when you was born a simp and some of y'all became simps. And it's hard to talk you off the mountaintop. It's hard to talk you off the ledge. And I don't really try no more. If you want to live that life, just be that way. Going around, attaching your emotions to everything, mainly to women. You want to travel down that road. And a lot of y'all get the same results every time. You get the same result. And what happens when you get into another relationship? Let's just do a hypothetical. Well, it's likely you're going to get into another relationship after, you know, your wife passed away. She left you with these kids that are not yours. You're in a new relationship. Maybe this woman have kids of her own. Maybe she don't. Okay. She ain't even finna look at you right if you tell her the story behind those kids. And eventually she's going to find out. So you might as well be honest up front. You're taking care of two kids that were made out of infidelity. You're taking care of two kids that was made out of infidelity, and you a sucker. Now, she probably going to come at you with the same old thing. Oh, I admire you so much for taking these kids in and being a good man in the community, and we need more good men like you. But deep down inside, she feeling. Now, she might not can say it or articulate what she really feels, but deep down inside, guys, she's looking at you like you a sucker. And soon as she go out and commit infidelity, like most of them do, She's going to feel as if you should take her back because you've accepted kids from a wife that was cheating on you, and you accepted those kids. Those are the kids you accepted. They don't look like you. They don't act like you. They don't walk like you. They don't talk like you. They don't do nothing like you. But you accepted them. You're raising them. What they supposed to call you? Dad? Oh, that's my dad. That's the only dad. I ain't your dad. Nah, you know what you need to go do? You need to go find your real dad.
So you're going to let the kids go into a foster home?
Yeah, well, shit, being with me, that's just going to be like being in a foster home because I ain't the father. I'm not the father. I hate to break the news to you, but I'm not the father. And I ain't finna be the father neither. That's just how it is, man. It's a sad story. But a lot of you guys will go along with this story. Man, I've seen cases. And I tell you, man, I've seen cases where guys have been the stepfather of a child. And the real dad comes into the child life. And these guys try to fight for custody of the children away from their real dad. And you're just the stepdad. But that just shows you how foolish some of these guys are and how simpish, how emotional these guys are. They climb onto these kids and they grab onto them and they expect to ride these kids throughout life instead of putting yourself in a state of mind where you can walk on your own, where you can be a man. Because you're not a man if you're walking around climbing on and putting emotions into other people. Yeah. And I'm not finna sit up here and tell you not to love people. Yes, you should love. There's a difference between falling in love with somebody, and you can fall in love with a friend, kid, and suppress the sexuality of it. Because you know, because some things you can fall in love with and the sexual part of it is suppressed, just like your mother. You love, just like a mother love a child. Those emotions, sexual emotions, are suppressed. Unless you got some of these weirdos out here. But some of you guys just want to fall in love with everything. And once you fall in love with something, guys, number one, what's going on here? Number one, you know, you start to pedestalize them, and then you fall into a submissive state. You fall into a submissive state. That's why I tell you, don't fall in love with the woman. Love the woman, but don't fall in love with her. Yes, you're going to create a bond. If you be around a woman long enough, you will create a bond. That's no doubt about it. But once you put in your mind that this woman makes you, you wouldn't be nothing without her, then guys, then that's the point where you're going to start falling into a submissive state. And once you fall into a submissive state, her natural instinct is to go the other way. Her natural instinct is to start looking for a man that's not submissive, looking for a man that she can be submissive toward. As simple as that. Her energy is going to demand that she be submissive. It's going to demand that she find some energy that's masculine. It's no other way to explain it. It's no other way to explain it. And a woman will not submit to you if you're walking around here doing sucker shit, being a sucker. And it's a certain way that you have to carry yourself around women, and you have to guard the way you carry yourself around women at all time, guys, at all time. Because if you don't, her feelings are going to start to move her away. Now, she's, like I said, she's not going to be, she may not be able to articulate how she feel or why she feel. Because most of the time we know, we all wake up and we all start feeling things that we can't explain. We can't explain our feelings. One day we feeling like this, we may be feeling like a certain way over a time period. And if somebody were to ask us to express those feelings, we wouldn't be able to express them in the way that we needed to or convey them to the person where they would understand. Well, this is what happens with a woman. This is what happens with a woman if you don't carry yourself in a certain way. And this is what I mean by carry yourself in a certain way. Like, if a woman wants to invite you to, let's just say, a get-together that her friend is having, but, you know, her ex is going to be there because he's a friend of the of her friend also, you know, and maybe he may be there with another woman. And you say, well, okay, I'll go. Or you might disagree. No, I don't want to go. And she said, well, you feeling some kind of insecurity about yourself? Guys, don't go. You have to draw the line. You can say, okay, you can go, but I'm not going. I ain't finna be around that bullshit. So don't even much invite me. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going over there with you and your ex. Simple as that. And then if she decide to go, then hey, just go ahead on, you know, start distancing yourself away from her. Simple as that. Go on and start distancing yourself and just let it be like that. Because number one, most of the time she's testing to see you. She's just seeing if you're going to do it. I had a woman tell me one time, man, you know, she was working with this guy. He was kind of like a boss or whatnot. And according to her, her boss wanted her to stay because she was such a good worker, because she was working, out of state. And she worked a while and she come home. So her boss wanted her to stay. And her boss was like, I got opportunities for your boyfriend if he would come and live with you. And, you know, so you can stay here and work for me because I can't find nobody to replace you. So he was like, well, let me call and talk to him. And she was like, okay, I'll let you talk to him. And she was like, well, he want to call and talk to you so he can convince you to stay. I told him you wouldn't, but he wanted to convince you. I said, man, don't give that man my phone number. I said, what the hell are you going to talk to me about? And she was like, well, you insecure? Hell no, I ain't insecure. But I know what he's trying to do. He just trying to get me on the phone just to see if I'm going to get on the phone with him. And you trying to get me on the phone just to see if I'm going to get on the phone with him. I'm not finna get on the phone because you know what? I got standards. Ain't got nothing to do with me being jealous. Because if he going to hit while you up there with him right now. As long as I don't find out about it, I ain't worried about it. But when I do find out about it, I'm blocking you on everything. Everything finna be blocked. I promise you that. So, guys, that's how you have to conduct yourself. You have to lay a standard, man. With women, you have to say what you're going to do and do what you say you're going to do. And that's what you got to do. It's called carrying yourself in a manner. Carrying yourself. And a lot of people say the masculine frame. That masculine frame is a part of it. But you have to have those boundaries, guys. Let's keep moving on, man. Let me see what else we got here, bro. Yeah, let's rock.
Tell you that.
She tell her son the truth.
What gave me all the 16 years you got me run around with John. This man telling me he ain't my real daddy, man. Please tell me. Please tell me that ain't true. Please tell me that ain't true.
I mean, I can tell you that, but it's not true. I mean, it's true. He not your dad.
So who my dad then?
I'm gonna just be real with you. It's like, you know, back in the day. First of all, why am I explaining anything to you anyway?
What you mean?
It don't even matter. I'm your son. That's my business.
16 years. I'm your son.
Now, this woman is talking about why she explaining anything and that's her business. No, it's not your business. It's the business, or it's not just your business. It's your son's business also to find out who his dad is. And you see, that's just lack of accountability right there. That's lack of accountability. I don't want to be judged for my past, because women don't want you to bring up their past. That's why I can do a show on body counts damn near every other week and it still get a lot of views. Why? Because the body count is all that conversation is never going to go away, because women nowadays feel as if their body count doesn't matter. They can go out here and have kids and not know who the father is or lie about who the father is, and it doesn't matter. No one should question them on that particular behavior. They don't want that. They want you to just accept them how they are, but they want to put all kind of demands on who you are. Now, this young man is sitting up here feeling like he been played, man. The young man feel like he been played. He want to know who his dad is, you know, who he look like, who he act like, because everybody wants to know, you know, why they are who they are and why they act the way they act, why they do things the way they do. And a lot of that is comes from finding out who your father is, or looking or researching who your father was and your mother.
That's just something you supposed to be able to tell me that.
JD, you got me out here in front of the neighbors and everything with this mess. Like, can you go?
I don't care about them. I want to know the truth. I don't care about who around here listening. I don't care. People. I really don't care who around here listening. Who is my dad? Do you know or not?
No, I do not know who your daddy is. So, and that's not a big deal. I mean, I'm just saying, you done got this far without him.
So why do I have to go find out myself then? Why do you have to tell me? Why do you have to tell me? Explain it. Why do you have to tell me that?
John been there for you for your whole life.
And he has.
A daddy is not who you come from. A daddy is who raised you.
I get
that's some bullshit. A daddy is who you come from. I don't care what kind of man he was. He could be the most deadbeat dude in the world. That's still your father. That's still who you are connected to in some kind of way. See, these women always think that, hey, my family consists of me and my children until they get to court. Now, once they get to court, it's my children has a father because they want the money. But women actually think like this, guys. They really do. They don't consider you as part of their family. A lot of them don't. So that's why they will quickly jump out of a marriage with their biological father and go find a stepdad, because they think they can replace the father with anybody. But see, the court says, no, we need the real father, and that's who we're going to charge. We're going to put the charges on as far as paying child support and things of that nature. See, that's what they want to do. Yeah. And a lot of guys don't understand that, man. They think that woman is looking at them as, oh, that's my child's father. You know, a lot of times that ain't the case. A lot of times, if they couldn't get no money out your ass in the courthouse, they will just go find another man, another sucker to take care of the kids. You know, another sucker to take care of stepkids. Because the most sucker thing in the world is to be a stepdad, man. That's one of the most sucker things. And see, these women will convince you, And I've said it over and over again, that being a stepdad is one of the worst things you can do. You know, sometimes guys are willing to put up with it, man. Sometimes guys are willing to say, you know what, this woman means so much to me. She's so this, she's so that, until I'm just willing to take on the kids. Now, if you have a woman and the kids are grown, you're not no stepdad. You just a man that's with a woman that has kids. But even with grown children, it comes with bullshit, because before you know it, they'll be sleeping on the couch. Before you know it, they'll be sleeping in the guest room, because somewhere in their life, they done took a wrong turn, or life done took, or life done took them down through there, and some things done happened. Some things done happened. So you got to be careful with these women that claim, oh, you know, or they try to prop themselves up as having grown children. They're emptiness. No, a lot of time them kids be right back over there sleeping on the couch, using up all the toilet paper, running up the water bill, and sucking up all the cable. Simple as that, man. I get that,
but I'm still wondering, like, why you come man up and tell me, or woman man up and tell up. Me and tell me who man my dad up. Is.
Boy, who is you talking to?
I'm talking to you right now, mom. I'm 16 years old, mom. I'm 16. I feel like at this point in my life, I feel like I'm older explanation, especially now I'm older, mom. I'm 16, mom. I'm not no little kid, and you ain't got to lie to me no more.
I don't have to tell you nothing about my business. I don't know who your father is. The man that raised you, John, has John ever done anything bad?
He hasn't, but I still would like to know who my dad is.
Every football game, basketball game, and you out here trying to stir up mess in
the mom. Just be real with me.
First of all, he's not stirring up no mess. You simply telling this young man that you don't even know who his father is. You don't even know. And now, I don't care what you say, that kid is finna lose some respect from his mother. That kid is gonna lose some respect. Now, I'm not finna tell you he gonna hate his mother or just have a disdain for his mother, but see, he gonna lose some respect for his mother. And when a kid lose respect for you, they're going to start speaking to you any kind of way. And they're going to start to want to treat you any kind of way. And if he's a good kid and respectful kid, most likely he's going to distance himself from you. He's not going to call you. He's not going to give you that son, mother love, mother, son love. He's not going to give that to you. He's just going to. These are the kind of kids that join the army. And then when time for them to come home, they don't come home, man. Shit. They take leave and go to Hawaii or somewhere and chill out on the beach because they don't even want to be around their mom because their mom is a liar. And they look at their mama and when they look at women out here, you know, they start to have a disdain for women. They don't like women. Why? Because of what you done to them. These are what you call these scarred sons. And then a lot of women say, well, a lot of these men out here are deadbeat. They're no good. They lie. They don't like women. They treat women any kind of way. Well, these are the kids. These are the kids that was lied to by their mother. They have disrespect for their mom. I'm going to tell you right now, if a man can't respect his mama, he damn sure ain't finna respect you. Not too much, not too quickly. Now, he might be hesitant to do certain things, but once he fall in love with you, he'll be hesitant to speak to you any kind of way. He'll be hesitant to say no when you come up with stupid shit, come up with idiotic ideas, or you get into your mood swings, or you want to try to, you know, be sneaky, keep your little secrets or whatever. Yes, he might be reluctant to say something, but as soon as that love, that infatuation wears down, then the disrespect gonna pop back up because he ain't never had that much respect for you in the first place. He ain't never had no respect for you in the first place. And see, a lot of these women think that that's okay. See, that's why we can't have a promiscuous society with women. And all these women out here, all they want to do is talk about how they want to be able to be like men and be, you know, sexually free like men. And I can have, my body count doesn't matter. I can have sex with it. However many men I want, and it shouldn't matter. Men do it all the time where it does matter. Because if we have a society where women are running around here sleeping with whoever they want to sleep with as freely as they want to be, the society is going to go like it's going now. We're going to have a lot of kids out here who we don't know who the father is. And that's never good, because once that start happening, the government is going to have to start stepping in and taking care of these kids. Because half the kids, you don't even know who they belong to. That's why they quickly attach a kid to a man. You can some of these states, if you go in, sign a birth certificate, and you say you're the father and kind of find out you're not the father, oh, a lot of them ain't finna erase that. Like, nah, that shit ain't finna be erased, man. Because why? But they know if they gotta erase it off the books, they're gonna have to take care of the books. They're gonna have to take care of the financial responsibility of her being promiscuous and her evil, conniving ways. And that's going out here sleeping with a bunch of men and not knowing who the father is. And on top of that, that's how a lot of diseases get spread around real quickly, guys. That's how a lot of diseases. So, no, that's why societies can't have women running around having sex with all over the place with all different kind of men, because that is going to be the result. Bunch of children all over the place and diseases all over the place. But let's move on.
Selling drugs. The recipe: jobless, carless, living with his mama, fresh out of prison, own drugs, and selling drugs. The recipe for a disaster. And I said, I'ma love this man to health. I'ma get this man off drugs. You know what I'm saying? I'ma get this man to actually get a job. We ain't gonna sell drugs no more. We gonna get off the streets. Okay.
Gosh, look at the smile. When she talk about this man, you know, she tried to help this man get off of drugs and get this man a job. She had a smile on her face. Just look at the smile she had on her face, guys. You can hear it in her voice. Oh, man, you know, because she remembers how she felt when she met that man. You know, she remembers that feeling that she had when she first seen that guy. You know, he gave her that feeling. So she was willing to take on the fact that he was on drugs. He was a drug addict. Or he was selling drugs. And then he didn't have a job. He didn't have a job. So she was willing to take on all of that. She was willing to take on all of that because he gave her that feeling. And see, guys, this is what happened to most women. Most women, they fantasize about this particular guy that's going to give them this erotic feeling, that's going to take, put them on this high. And most of the time, that guy is the worst guy to be with, you know. So they try to plug these kind of guys in. And once they identify that guy that gives them that feeling, you know, women are like sheep. They love the bad boys. They love the excitement. They don't like the boredism. They don't like the routine. They want a guy that women want. You know, women want, you know, they don't mind their lifestyle. Yeah? So they feel that once they can come into their lifestyle, they can still get that feeling that men, that man gives them. But they think they're so beautiful and they're so intelligent that they can turn around the bad parts of their life. They can make this man get a job, and they can, you know, overcome his laziness, or help him overcome his laziness or his willingness to do illegal shit. Either or. They think they can do that. They think they are the woman that can do that. And then that'll be her perfect man. Only if I can get him to get a job and stop doing illegal shit, stop being on drugs or selling drugs. Only if I can get him to do that. And we all know how that turned out. Because number one, he is her man. And most likely, she is not his woman. She just like him so much. And so he said, okay, well, if you like me that much, you'll probably do anything I want you to do. So let's go on this ride. I'll make you think I'm going to do those things. I'll make you feel like I'm going to do those things, but I'm not going to change for you. And most likely he can't change, because most of the time people don't change unless life make them change. They got to have some kind of dramatic event for life to make them change. Otherwise, they don't never change. But these type of women think that they can get a man to change. This is the oldest. Women do this almost all the time. Whether his vice is doing illegal shit, whether his vice is being lazy, whether his vice is women. What she knows, a lot of these women will date a man that is cheating with her on his wife or his girl. And they think that they can stop him from being a cheating man. And if he's with her, she's so beautiful, her sex is so good, that he not going to want to be a cheater no more. He not going to be the type of man that's going to have a side piece no more, because he loved me that much. That just show you how women claim that they're so intelligent, but they act so dumb. They claim that they're so intelligent, but they act so dumb, because that's dumb to think that. And to be honest with you, a lot of these guys think that too. They think they can take a 304 and make her into a housewife. And you know damn well you can't do that. That ain't never worked no time and nowhere. Ever. And then they feel bad when you in court and you ain't gonna have no money when the judge get done with your ass. You ain't finna have no money. At least half of your money gonna be gone anyway. But a lot of these guys think they can do it.
Okay, I felt like I was doing my due diligence. You feel me? I'm like, no, we ain't doing this, baby. I'm gonna take you and I'm gonna nurture you and I'm gonna get you to the man of my dreams. Bitch, what? But I did it anyway. I'm a pharmacy tech. I'm getting nice apartments. I'm getting cars. He fucking up every time I turn around. I'm losing cars. I'm losing apartments. I'm losing furniture. I'm losing my motherfucking mind. I'm getting dragged through the mud, let me tell you. Every time I turn around, I'm pregnant with another baby. And it's just getting worser and worser to the point where I'm like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. I turned around and we didn't have nothing.
And guys, they want to claim that the men out here are bad. Oh, there's no good men and dating pool, there's nothing in the dating pool, and the reason why society is like that it is because the fathers walk out on their children. They don't want to have nothing to do with them. And this is the reason why. Because you go out here and you find the worst man that you can find to go get child after child after child by. And then you expect him to be a good father. And once he walk out on your ass, then you want to turn around and blame us as men and want us to have sympathy for you. And we're just not going to have some sympathy for you. So now you got to raise this kid without a father, and he's probably going to become a bum or a simp, one of the two. And we already know that both roads leads to nowhere. Both roads lead to nowhere. And that's why you have a lot of men, a lot of children with no fathers, because you select, or y'all select, the worst men in the world. Anyway, guys, I'm about to get up out of this thing, man. And guys, I appreciate you, man. Remember, guys, I'm going to leave you with this like always. If they give you a choice between being a simp and being by yourself, just be by yourself. Don't ever become a simp. Peace.